This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Offshore banks. And those of us that are informed, it's just so obvious, and we're frustrated with the mass of dumbed-down people. But that's probably only 30-40% of the public that, I guess, were raised in front of a television set. There's a large segment that's starting to wake up. All the numbers show that. And so I don't want to be too negative today, just sometimes I get upset, and I'm probably not good for the cause overall. And I'm not, when I get in that mode, and I'm not trying to cheerlead either and be over positive. I think Gerald Celente is absolutely right. We have never had a better time to wake people up. Gerald, before we go to Rich and a few other callers, can you speak briefly to why you think things are optimistic?
Yeah, because the vacuum is so large. I mean, there was a study that just came out. It's like 70% of the people don't trust the major media anymore. You look at the numbers on how people are so disillusioned with the presidential reality show. And you pointed out you could fill the vacuum with anything. It could be a minority can make it worse or a minority could make it better. You know, I'd like to pick up on what Jeff just said about and what you were talking about with immigration. This is from my book, Trends 2000, that I wrote back in 1996. A University of California study showed that roughly one-fifth of the growth in the wage gap between the skilled and unskilled since the mid-1970s was linked to the growing supply of unskilled immigration labor. Immigration was costing the chiefly affected states, New York, Florida, Texas, Illinois, and California, an estimated $8 billion a year in services. So there you go. This whole immigration thing, it began with the National Association of Manufacturers. Now we don't have any of that, much of it anymore, bringing in cheap labor. Then it was pushed with these H-1B visas by the Silicon con men over there that wanted cheap labor coming in. And now you're seeing it across the board. It's doctors. It's everything that you could find. They're bringing in more and more cheap labor. I told you I just came back from Europe. The greatest trend that everybody should be watching, here we call it immigration, but there they're calling it migration. You take 100,000 years ago to now, to 1900 rather, it took that time to put 1.6 billion people on the planet. From 1900 to now, we've added essentially 6 billion people. They're flooding into Europe, and no one's talking about the cause. Why are they flooding out of Libya? Hey, it couldn't be because of Hillary Clinton, Obama, Samantha Powers, Susan Rice.
Well, that's in a sick way, we are to blame because we allowed our leaders to literally destabilize all those areas.
Exactly. So they're coming in from Afghanistan, Yemen, Iraq. They're coming in from Sudan. They're coming in from Somalia. They're coming in from, hey, how about those French going into Mali, huh? How about destroying that? I'm telling
you. Let me stop you for a minute. We got to end the show, and I'm sorry to the other callers. Free T-shirt, okay. Everybody holding. Gerald Celente, I want to give you the final comment. But as you're saying all this, and I'm reading the same stuff, I follow it, you travel the world, the people running things couldn't do a worse job. I mean, but then I realized they like it. They love this because they always pose as the saviors and grab more power out of each crisis. Where does it end?
It ends with we the people. And that's what you were talking about before, about the things that we're trying to do and you're trying to do to make it happen. And we could have peace and prosperity. We still have what it takes. We just have a bunch of losers running the show. If any of these guys worked in a business like yours, mine, or any major business, they'd be out of business.
Are you involved? I mean, I know you're really promoting this direct democracy stuff to counter all this. Are you involved? And you know what? We need to get you back very soon to talk about some of the events you come up, and I also need to give you a call to talk about that, Gerald. Thank you so much, TrendsResearch.com, and thanks for cheering me up. You're awesome.
And thanks for all you're doing, Alex, and thanks for having me on.
You're awesome. He did cheer me up. I'm in a good mood now, so I hope he did that for everybody else.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
In Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Searching towards the apocalypse, financial Armageddon. It's an absolute certainty that the biggest bubbles the world has ever seen in bonds, stocks, and currencies will implode at some point. The only question is, what will cause it? And the situation we see unfolding in Greece could be the big one. We've got Gerald Celente joining us in the third hour. We're getting Lord Monckton on, who helped found and create the UKIP party, to give us his breakdown on what's happening to the euro. The head of UKIP, which again is the Ron Paul Libertarian Party of Europe now, fastest growing, which shows Europe's waking up, super popular now in the UK, in France, in Italy. Greece votes no Saturday. The results were in by Sunday. The European Union is dying before our eyes. It's not just disaffected pensioners, young Greeks have worked out that they don't need the bloated EU. That's right. You can try to blame the Greeks and say they've got too big of pension funds. Well, the general public doesn't have pension funds. They have very high taxes in Greece. And the EU wanted to raise even more taxes selectively on them to not just bail out Greece's debts, but the rest of the EU debts. And no one's had to pay for more of the private derivatives, fiat, counterfeit garbage than the Germans. Then it's the Americans. And then it's the Chinese taxpayer that have pumped tens of trillions of dollars and yens and yuans and euros into propping up what J.P. Morgan and others have created, 2.2 quadrillion in fraudulent instruments. Now, when you're Bernie Madoff and you create a couple hundred billion in fraudulent garbage, you end up going to prison for the tens of billions of it that was fraud. But when you're the head of Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan, you run the federal banking commissions and you go and sit in the hearings and tell them how to fix everything. And back then, Treasury Secretary in 2008, Paulson, this came out in mainstream news, went into closed session of Congress and said there will be tanks and blood in the streets within 48 hours if you don't give us unlimited capital. And it wasn't just the $878 billion they wanted. It was the unlimited open window at the Market Committee of the Federal Reserve. And it was the green light to be protected and to have the public sign on to the current derivatives and all future derivatives. And the Wall Street Journal did carry that back at the time in an article, Shock Forced Paulson's Hand. Oh, yes, they were so shocked. No, they orchestrated that whole situation. Even the head of the Texas Banking Association has written articles exposing that, and they've taken over most of the brokerage firms, most of the regional banks, most of the small banks. Now they want the credit unions. The big six banks globally are taking out their competition and want to move towards getting rid of cash. So you're forced to stay in the banks so they can take whatever money they want directly out of your bank accounts. And you're saying, oh, really, that'll never happen. Oh, really, this is what they're calling for at Davos. This is what they're trying to normalize in the media with trial balloons to acclimate the sheeple in the last few months. Here it is, Financial Times of London. Greek banks prepare plan to raid deposits to avert collapse. If you raid deposits historically, that's what destroys continents, which, if you get the documents from 2002 that were leaked from the World Bank and IMF when Joseph Stiglitz left, not saying he leaked them, they just got released. There was a plan to then do this in the next coming decade or so in the West. They've done this tactic with third world countries, buying off the politicians, getting them to sign on to debt, getting them to invest pension funds, public and private, in derivatives. Once they're infected, even 1% or 2%, no one can tell you how much you've got to sign on to the thousands of trillions and growing, or it all fails. So see, they infect it, get you to then sign on to it, and then government can come in with regulatory power to save the too-big-to-fail facade, which is actually designed to fail down the road, and get bailout after bailout after bailout to the private central banks. That's really a open tax directly from taxpayers to the private central banks. That's always been their dream. But when this system finally fails, when they've milked us over and over and over again, they will propose the new global currency, which they're modeling after the strategic drawing right, which is another way of Madoff-style, made-up Ponzi scheme derivatives that are digital zeros and ones in a computer. That's it. And then every global currency that's faltering signs on to that to be stabilized for a time. They will then back off the economy, let prosperity flourish for a while after they've already consolidated all the countries they've imploded. They'll roll out for a decade or so in prosperity, getting us deeper into debt. It'll be fake prosperity, faux prosperity, synthetic prosperity, and then the mega hammer will be dropped. And they will fully get rid of the previous currencies that were in place, rolling them in to the new super global digital cashless currency after a decade of the public being trained to thumbprint and face scan to buy and sell, and that cash is the devil and that cash is the enemy, and that people running on European and U.S. and North American banks caused the collapse of 2016 or 2017. They always blame the free market. They always blame freedom for what they've publicly done. And they always sign the public on to their debts. So here's what I want to do in this first hour. I want to open the phones up to take your phone calls for first-time callers, specifically on the Greek situation and where you think it's going. And do you think it's going to be this fall, this winter, that we really see the implosion? And how spectacular will it be? Or will it be next year? We see elites hoarding gold. Notice gold's up today. We see stock markets plunging until plunge protection teams at the Federal Reserve came in and propped up the market. They love, with their insider knowledge at the big central banks and brokerage houses, to ride these waves up and down. But still, they need to get us maneuvered into a point of a global meltdown to offer their solution, planetary government. So we can truly be slaves to the private central banks. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. First-time callers. And in the second hour, we'll have open phones for everybody. And in the third hour, Gerald Celente joins us, and we'll have open phones with him as well. Because he predicted 4 years ago that we'd see the crash by 2 years ago. Well, there's been a crash in most areas of the world. They've just used unlimited fiat money to paper over it. But that is coming to an end, and I think the predictions of Gerald Celente are coming true. And you now see the bond market, the biggest bloated bubble in world history. So I want to hear from you on those fronts. Then, I want to explain something. I'm pro-human. I really don't care at the end of the day what color you are or where you came from. If you support private property and the right to self-defense and you support a level playing field, and you're not a wannabe social engineer trying to guilt me into feeling like I'm a bad person, so I'll submit to whatever your agenda is, then I care about you and I want you to succeed. There's two issues that this Donald Trump situation gives us a window into. I don't trust Donald Trump as far as I could throw an elephant. Everybody knows that. That said, most of what he says makes a lot of sense, and I think he's a really smart guy. The problem is he won't deliver on what he says he's going to do, in my experience. He is an establishment shill. That's just what my gut tells me and what I've seen and what a lot of insiders like Dr. Corsi and others say. In fact, let's get Dr. Corsi on. He's an expert on financial collapse, probably one of the best out there. We never get him on about that subject, but I want to get him on this week about it. And he actually talks to Trump and has a lot of inside baseball on it. That said, him coming out and saying criminals from all over the world come here. Not the good people in Mexico, but a lot of criminals run here to escape justice. Well, just like criminals from the U.S. run to Mexico to escape justice, just not anywhere near the same numbers because Mexico doesn't have extradition. And then I saw Raw Story and CNN and just all these publications and outfits misrepresenting. I saw this Raw Story headline this morning that was Hispanic workers respond to Trump's claim that they're lazy. Trump never said that. Trump never said there weren't immigrants coming here that were hardworking. Trump talks all the time about immigrants from all over being harder working than spoiled, rotten Americans in some cases. There are a lot of hardworking Americans, too. So, see, they misrepresent what he said, which is a triumph of fraud over the people. I mean, I've got stacks of articles every day about illegals that have got 5 felonies, 7 felonies, 15 felonies, murdering, raping, and killing people and being released to kill again. I mean, it's not racist to tell the truth.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now. So Mark and his wife came over to see my wife and me, and he began talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day, you know. And he said Guns80.com's having a really awesome special for the 4th of July. Celebrate your independence with the pistols now. The pistol kit's $4.99. That's right, $4.99. And the Hillary special is backed by popular demand. You remember? 230 round mags, all that. Guns80.com. Guns80.com. Go. Guns80.com. Now. Go now.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to go to Tommy, Dave, Austin, Joe, Corey, and many others at the start of the next segment on the Greek situation and where you think this world financial crisis is going. We've been in a crisis for a long time. And the globalists have been making moves and preparations and noises hoarding cash, hoarding gold, moving to armored redoubts, telling really wealthy people across North America and Israel to get out, escalating military confrontations with Russia and China. And let's be clear, Russia and China are not angels, but the globalists running Europe and the U.S. are the most competent, evil people the world has ever seen. I mean, they are James Bond villains. And I got a news flash for you. James Bond books have always been and are still based on real scenarios. Ian Fleming, high-level OSS, high-level MI6. You can go read his magazine interviews, read the fiction books he wrote. You wonder why the new James Bond movies are about big mega banks that buy up a water reservoir in Latin America and turn it off to bankrupt the city and make everybody riot so they can buy the country up. That really came out in the IMF World Bank documents of 2002. Why do you think Latin America is so screwed up? Why do you think Eastern Europe and Africa is? Because speculators, globalists, never let things stabilize. And I hear these snide comments on talk radio and other places going, oh, Greeks, Greece is just a third world country. They're lazy. No, they're not. I've looked at the anthropology. I've interviewed the experts. The Greeks work really hard. And they've got a top-down economy where there's the rich and the poor, and they keep raising taxes on poor people, and folks are sick of it. And Greece has been signed on to a bunch of debts that aren't theirs, just like Iceland did. And they said no. And it turned out 93% of the Icelandic debt was not the people's. Kurt Nemo wrote an excellent article showing different EU commissions and Greek commissions admitting that most of the debt is not theirs. The Troika swindle. Greeks owe nothing. Meanwhile, there's another excellent article on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stats. Mainstream media devotees, five times, now get this, mainstream media devotes five times more time to Confederate flag flap than to ISIS threat. And I want to be clear, ISIS is not your granddaddy's Al-Qaeda that was pretty much totally staged in a very small group and synthetic. The West funded and allowed hardcore Islamic brigades out of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Afghanistan, and other areas to form and to recruit all over the world, from Europe to the United States, and have allowed them to set up networks so they won't need to manufacture terror attacks next time. And I told you they're going to start hitting soft targets 4 years ago. I said, the so-called Free Syrian Army is Al-Qaeda, and they're going to start attacking. Now they change their name to ISIS. And then Chris Christie, the anti-gun, open-border, so-called Republican, another John Boehner, right out of the same porta-potty, right out of the same latrine. Two similar droppings, excuse me. I'm just so sick of these people. Has the nerve to say when there's a terror attack, because they're getting ready for one. I don't know when, but they're going to let it happen. Don't blame the FBI director. Blame Rand Paul. Rand Paul didn't stop the NSA spying, chump. It's still going on. And NSA spying didn't stop any of these other attacks. And when a mall or another convention center or another school, the targets we predicted they'll hit, and with ours, what they hit, gets attacked, it's going to be anti-gunners like you that are to blame, you disgusting piece of trash. So when we come back, I'm going to play that clip. But the NSA's been spying on everything, and it's come out. It's not looking at ISIS. When the FBI agents try to stop Al-Qaeda or ISIS, they're blocked from doing it. I don't even blame the FBI agents themselves, but the politicians above them. 9/11, the latest attacks, the attacks in Garland, they knew about it. They were told to stand down. So the local police got a tip from the FBI and were there and gunned them down. Because the politicians want to have the attacks so they can take more freedoms. They know we'll go, we'll wait the borders wide open. Why'd you let them in?
The media will just ignore that, folks. So that's what's happening. Meanwhile, while all this is going on, we are hearing all about the rebel battle flag. Whoop-dee-doo. And boy, I tell you, this is going to tie into all of it. Knockout game is expanding.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Racist. InfoWars.
Oh my gosh, I see that all the time online.
So you might be a little biased. All right. So we are playing a game today, asking people out here to flip through these photos and say if it's racist or not.
Okay.
And you flip through the photos and just say yes or no, it's racist.
That's complicated.
No.
Oh.
No.
Is this racist to me?
Let me know. Racist or not?
No, ma'am. Of course, yes. The symbol is racist.
So the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard, this car is racist.
I would say, yeah.
So are Daisy Dukes racist?
No. Those are great.
Yeah! Yes
racist.
Or no?
Definitely racist.
That's just kind of confusing.
Yeah. I like cats, but
No.
Peanut butter jelly is so delicious.
Now that is racist. No, just kidding. No.
No.
Heck no.
I don't know. The city of Portland has decided that using peanut butter and jelly sandwiches as an example is a racial microaggression. Some cultures did not grow up eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
So that makes them racist.
Racial, it's microaggressive.
Microaggressive, okay,
there's
I guess.
Different levels to racism.
That's ridiculous because, I mean, I really feel like people have redefined racism. You know, if I have control and power over you, that would be because of the color of your skin, that would be racist. But a sandwich, I mean, people don't even know what words mean anymore. And it's really irritating me, like hatred. Oh, you hate me because you don't agree or you don't like the way I live. That's hatred, you know. So it's silly.
I ain't gonna be no banker's slave. I ain't gonna be no banker's slave. Robin Peter Chew PayPal from the cradle to the grave. I ain't gonna be no banker's slave.
Pretty sure a lot of people are not too sure racist.
Kanye West is just a very confused man.
He's a racist.
Doesn't know what's up or down. I'm guessing this is Kid Rock. He's just, you know, a little white trash.
Most of these people don't even know the meaning behind that Confederate flag.
I mean, the flag represents, I agree, it represents slavery. I think it shouldn't really be a symbol of, in everyday life.
I'm sorry, but the Stars and Bars was never flown as the national flag of the Confederacy. It was the flag of the Army of Northern Virginia. And it was the battle flag, correct? It was the battle flag of the Confederate Army. Like I said before, most of the people who fought for that army never owned a slave. Granted, the aristocrats did, but like I said, it was on the way out. Slavery was an outdated institution, you know?
You sound like a terrorist.
I just might be.
Obviously, Little John has the same idea of this is the South. That's what they were for. I understood that when I saw it. So, a paper bag.
A brown bag.
Brown paper bag. No, how could this be racist?
Well, it's a racial slur, according to the city of Seattle.
As in for?
You're not allowed to brown bag your lunch.
Brown bag your lunch.
That is not racist. I mean, I
ever heard that term.
I did. I have. If you're darker than the brown paper bag, then you're too dark. But white people didn't start that. That was something that black people did.
Wow.
So how could that be racist?
You're educating me right now.
Yes, that had nothing to do with white people. When we were kids, black kids are taught that being dark is bad, and that is. I've never heard that from a white person. I heard that from other black people.
If I saw you walking down the street and you had it on, you're a Caucasian person, either you're saying, unless you approach me, hey, how you doing? I'll shake your hand. I could care less. It doesn't matter now. If you're not trying to, be around me, avoid me, or you cross the street and you have this on, then I know to stand clear of you. I see you. That's what you're wearing. That's what you represent. I understand it now.
Do you think this is more like a divide and conquer sort of diversion thing? Do you think there are more important things people should be worried about?
There are way more important things. You announce, my best friend is gay, you announce the gay, it's legal everywhere on the same day that the guy was being buried, the preacher was being buried. So to me, I just think it's a way, it's a diversion. This flag been up for years, maybe just as long as the American flag has been waving or whatever, and nobody never brought this into context. KKK been around. Things like that, and now you bring it up when you have the bigger issue is a young man, literally a racial act happened. He said it happened. He went in there with intention on killing people, but now you bring this just to get everybody conversating. That's all it is. This is our version. Americans don't want to be informed. They want to be entertained. So this is entertainment.
I'd rather live poor and be free. I'd rather live poor and be free. And live in some cage in the lap of luxury. I'd rather live poor and be free. I said I'd want to be
It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
You know, I wanted to play that Leanne McAdoo piece for InfoWars Nightly News last week because there were some good points made by Austinites on the streets about brown paper bags being distractions and rebel flags. But the whole race obsession itself is a distraction and has been engineered into a leftist-based race war that is becoming America's new culture. Every day we have new knockout game video of white people being attacked, and the folks that are doing it really think that the whites deserve it because they're bad people. They've oppressed. And this is how the media has dumbed it down. Whereas in the past, if the Klan went out and beat people or killed them, Christians and groups across the board would decry it. It would get criminally prosecuted, so it stopped, for all intents and purposes. But now when a minority of black people go out, this has been going on for a decade, and it's intensifying, and attack whites, or attack the police, the media either covers it up, or makes excuses for it and calls it a game. When the Klan goes out and beats somebody up or burns a cross in the yard or kills someone, that's not a game. When the feds burned down Waco full of every race, color, and creed, that wasn't a game. World War II wasn't a game. So it shows how they semantically turn very serious things into a joke. And we have new clips today of knockout game activity going on. Shock report, police attacked by mob in Cincinnati, rescue white man from black beatdown that was ongoing. And we see these videos every single day now. And the difference is when we see a video of white people doing this, it becomes an international sensation, and whites are told that they are all collectively to blame. Or if a group of black guys beat up a gay person, then it's wrong. Or if a group of white guys beat up a gay person, or Hispanics beat up a homosexual, it's then called a hate crime. So the literacy of our country for reading, writing, arithmetic, history, our basic common rights as humans is null and void. But we are completely educated on how to obsess over race, and then selectively, if you're a, quote, minority group, it's okay for you, if you're from Latin America, to come up and commit crimes. The San Francisco Sheriff's Department will release you, saying that even if you're a multi-time felon, it violates your rights to hand you back over to ICE. So you can then go out and just shoot an innocent woman at the boardwalk because you feel like it. That story's on InfoWars.com. So there's this apologist idea where any crime coming out of anybody who isn't white is basically acceptable. You got to ask yourself, what is that agenda really all about? Well, it's about race-based politics. And it's about creating an atmosphere where we all fight with each other, and that's seen as reasonable, and we go back to the same old story, divide and conquer. And I know I'm saying things that are known. I'm going to go to your phone calls right now. It's just to see our country conquered, going into world government. And to see gun restrictions and Obamacare and open borders all pushed as litmus tests to prove we're not racist is a joke. And then even when all of this is unpopular and unconstitutional, still it's ramrodded through. And then finally, the Greeks, after three separate robberies by the EU, say, no, we're not going deeper into debt to pay what's impossible to pay. Most of this isn't even our debt. We're not going along with it. And the very central bankers that fund all this propaganda about being loving and being liberal are saying cut off their food, cut off their medicine, cut off any money going into the country. Don't let tourists book hotel stays there. Hold them hostage. As the outgoing Greek finance minister called it, that's terrorism. So let's go to your phone calls and get your view on where you think all this is going. After I play the clip I mentioned earlier of Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, saying if there's a terror attack, Rand Paul is to blame. Don't blame the FBI director. I thought we'd blame the ISIS that attacks, who just executed a bunch of people, Islamic State suicide bombers strike Iraq and refinery town, execute more than 30 Syrian military members. I mean, I thought they were to blame. And I thought the government that allowed ISIS and Al-Qaeda to form new organizations, I thought they were to blame. Oh, that's the bipartisan John McCain, John Boehner, and Barack Obama and NATO that did that. But see, the public is illiterate about all this. They only know about the General Lee and brown paper bags. And I guess if I order fried chicken, I'm racist. I mean, just everything is like these phantoms of racism and phantoms of code words that don't even exist. Yeah, they were reporting a 25 men. Now they're saying it's 30s plus in the ruins of a Syrian amphitheater. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Tommy in Tennessee. Tommy, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I love you, brother.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
I love you, brother. How's it going?
It's going good. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. My opinion on the Greek situation is basically it's the first domino to fall. I agree with what you're saying in terms of the economy. But I think what they're going to do is just stand back and let it collapse and watch how bad it gets and then try to use that as a model, you know, for what's to come in other areas.
Absolutely. So, you hit the nail on the head, brother.
So I agree with that. Just quickly, the second thing is 1963, Brandeis University, Bob Dylan in concert. The song is Masters of War. This song is your soul, my friend. I swear to God to it. It'll be your new theme song.
You must have missed it, my friend, and I'm honored to have you call in. We do play the Masters of War as bumper for about 13 years. My uncle came up one time to the office with a CD of it and said, hey, I wish you'd play this song, and I was actually aware of that song. You're the Masters of War. Yeah, we should try to play that coming out of the break.
Brandeis University version, it's much more powerful, and there's a gigantic applause at the end. But it is your soul, my friend, and I respect you. I would quit my job right now and come work for you if you needed me. So,
well, God bless you, sir. But it's just, again, that's why Rush Limbaugh says just ditto. Because can you imagine taking calls over the years, just everybody thanking you? It's very humbling, and it just also gets like Chinese water torture. Because I understand. Look, I love you, too. I appreciate you. I'm honored to talk to such a wonderful audience as you guys. And I'm trying to do the best job I can, so I just say thanks for putting up with me. Thank you, Tommy. Joe in Wisconsin, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Alex? I just wanted to throw it out there. I don't know. It's just, you know, kind of a thought right now. But I see us heading down that path of Greece a little bit more long term. You know, because you see how everybody's getting behind Bernie. You know, and if you look at Bernie's policies, they're all, you know, everything's pro-socialist. Like,
yeah, Senator Bernie Sanders. Why don't you fill folks in for those that aren't aware of what you're talking about? You're saying that the globalists bring in their financial fascist model, but they want socialism at the national level, and they're going to let all the systems fail and then bring in total wealth redistribution and socialism to stagnate society and sell slavery as freedom because the globalists are going to be offshore and exempt from it all.
Yeah, and it becomes that much easier.
it makes it look like the people wanted it that way, you know. And then you have everybody on the internet. Oh, this is a good thing. No, it's not. We all just got to witness it's not a good thing. You know, we're living in an era that you can show them in their face. You can just hand them the evidence, and it's like, oh, no big deal, you know. And you can see it plain and simple, you know. So I don't see it's heading anywhere positive.
Well, I'm not trying to be negative, but you're right. The current trajectory we're on, Joe, is a sinking ship. God bless you. But I think admitting the ship is sinking allows us to build lifeboats and to move to them before the general public does and stampedes. But also, as Ron Paul and others have said, when things crash, there's a good chance to try to get folks to buy into freedom again, you know, legalize freedom.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people, they're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm your masters of war. Here they build the big guns. Here they build the death planes. Here they build all the bombs. Here they hide behind walls. Here they hide behind discs.
Arrogant neocons and democratic war hawks are.
You that never done nothing.
They sit up there and they say when a terror attack comes, it's Rand Paul's fault.
You play with my world. Like it's yours.
Did we even ever play that clip? The Chris Kiske clip? It's up on InfoWars.com. I keep talking about it. We'll play it in a moment. It's just at a certain point I'm speechless when the Republican and Democratic leadership with NATO have been openly arming Al-Qaeda, arming ISIS, turning them loose, destroying countries like Egypt and Libya, and when those states fail, they just come out and say, oh, we messed up, no big deal, and then no one points out they're the ones that helped reconstitute Al-Qaeda as ISIS 50 times bigger than it ever was. 14 years of the fake war on terror, the enemy's bigger and stronger than ever. Our government's funding it. That's so over-the-top sensational that I'm having a Robbie the Robot moment where he just can't compute it and smoke starts coming out of his ears. But this is because we have a public where 8 out of 10 people in California don't know what Independence Day is, and 6 out of 10 in Austin, Texas, on the street don't know either. These people are being preyed on by gangster thugs like Chris Christie. Imagine how bold they are to publicly arm terrorists and to turn them loose to take over countries that have done nothing to us, and then to allow them to infiltrate the country. And the one senator that was opposing it and saying it was going to happen, the one guy that tried to protect us, the one guy that did the right thing, Ted Cruz did it too, but Rand was the strongest. So one of the two guys, and you blame him. I guess because they know an attack's coming. And remember what Rand Paul said in his speech. He said, there are those in this chamber that want there to be a terror attack so they can blame me. And now they're doing it. Ahead of time, they're going, when there's an attack, it's Rand Paul's fault. Well, you know what Rand Paul's going to do when they do attack? He's going to point out we had open borders. He's going to point out our government helped fund Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And he's going to play the clips of where he warned about it 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, 6 months ago. So he's walking right into your trap. We're going to go to break and come back with Dave and Austin and Corey and John and Daryl and others. Open phones throughout the entire next hour. But this can only be done because of mass ignorance. Very briefly, when I was reading this, I was just ashamed of my management because it's not a tactic. If I could keep the products that do sell that are popular in stock, they're just such high quality, so organic, hard to source, that we're sold out of most products when they sell out for 6 weeks or longer. Rainforest sold out in only 5 days. Liver Shield sold out in 1 week. I miscalculated and ordered too little. Prostaguard sold out. Child E sold out. Occupower sold out. Told Prostaguard is in the truck on its way here, but the other stuff could be sold out for a long time. Survival Shield X2 will sell out. Super Male Vitality will sell out. I don't know how we're going to fund ourselves because I just mismanage things and you don't even know how to calculate all this. But InfoWarsLife.com if you want to get these high-quality nutraceuticals that are in high demand. InfoWarsLife.com or 888.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.